Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. I hope you've been listening here this afternoon, and welcome to the program. I was just on in the last half hour with Pastor John Lutz, who's going to be joining me in this half hour as we continue our discussion about the election coming up this coming Tuesday, and certainly encouraging you to get out and let your voice be heard through your vote. And we're going to be talking about some different things there. And we had a good time in the last half hour. I'll have that online at our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can always go there, listen to some of our past programs and different things there. I also want to mention a couple of things here coming up. We have an exciting new development starting on Sunday, November the 13th. That's Sunday, November the 13th. Our Sunday night program, which currently runs 11 o'clock until midnight, is going to be expanding to 10 o'clock till midnight. And I know a lot of people like listening, but they say, Pastor Al, it's just too late. It's just too late. I understand it, Pastor Lutz. A lot of people aren't night owls like me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a night owl.
Yeah, you're a night owl too, yeah. But they don't like staying up. So I have people say, well, I listen, but I fall asleep. I say, well, join the people of church. No. That's our job, isn't it? But we'll be on at 10 o'clock now. So those at 11 o'clock is too late. We'll be on at 10 o'clock live and welcoming your phone calls. So that's coming up Sunday, September the 13th. Also, reminder, coming up on Veterans Day, the D-Day Prayer Project celebration in Washington, D.C. at the World War II Memorial. It'll be 11:30 in the morning on Veterans Day, November the 11th. If you are able to get to Washington, D.C., we invite you to join us there. And if you are here in northeastern Ohio and you would like to ride a bus, there's a bus going, a charter bus. There are still some seats available on the bus. Go to ddayprayerproject.org. That's ddayprayerproject.org. You'll find all the information. The bus will be leaving in Wadsworth at 11 o'clock on Thursday, November the 10th. We'll get into D.C. area that evening, spend the night at the Holiday Inn. I believe it's in Spring Valley. And then we will be riding the bus over to the World War II Memorial. And then, of course, Bob France. Many of our listeners are familiar with Bob France over on our sister station, 1420 in the morning. Bob France will be the MC. And we'll also have Representative Bill Johnson, who spearheaded the legislation through the House, and Senator Rob Portman, who spearheaded it in the Senate to get this passed. It was actually signed into law by Barack Obama, of all people. Yeah, I think he did it after midnight, so nobody would know, but because originally he actually opposed it. But it's taken 11 years, and it's coming to fruition. And, of course, the brainchild of Chris Long, Ohio Christian Alliance. And then Bill Federer is going to be leading a walking tour of the World War II Memorial, and then the Vietnam Memorial, the Korean War Memorial, and then the Lincoln Memorial. And then for those that ride the bus there, the bus will be picking us up at the Lincoln Memorial and returning back to Wadsworth, Ohio, late on Friday night, probably about midnight or thereabouts, depending on how long it takes to get back. It could be a little later, but that's the plan. But go to ddayprayerproject.org. If you're thinking about signing up for the bus trip, do that right away. We got to close out the registration for the hotel by this weekend. So and also the seats are filling up. So that's ddayprayerproject.org. Well, all right. Now, as I said, and you've heard, Pastor John Lutz is in the studio right now. In the last half hour, he called me, let's see, the doctor of democracy and the ruler of the republic. And I took issue with doctor of democracy, but I've got him. I'll give him the doctor of democracy title. But Pastor Lutz, thanks for letting me on the last half hour. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me on. And Pastor, I'm listening to you give those announcements. How exciting. I'm so happy for you that Sunday night slot, getting that extra hour.
Oh, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's going
to
be great. And I was thinking, boy, Bill Federer would be worth the trip just itself.
Yeah.
What an incredible historian. And I know I've read several of his books, have several of his books. Mm-hmm. Just take a tape recorder with you, because he talks fast.
Well, the best way I heard to explain one time, listening to him is like trying to take a drink from a fire hose. You know, he has so much information. I don't know how it's going to be. But
he always presents it in a way that's understandable.
Exactly.
And you can follow him. And he brings it down, as we'd say, in layman's terms. Mm-hmm. He's not up in the air somewhere.
Yeah.
He just makes it so real. But thanks for having me on. I appreciate and what we do. We try to do this every year. Sometime around the election and,
right.
you know, talk about these all important things once again.
And, of course, you have a program on the radio here and a church in the area. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, we're on right before you at 1 o'clock with For the Cause of Christ radio broadcast, which has been, we used to have it on Sunday nights. I don't remember the exact time, but we've been probably 10 years ourselves. And then we have North Coast Baptist Church up in the city of Lakewood. And I tell you, God's been just doing some great, great stuff up there. But you can check us out on our website, northcoastbaptist.org. We'd love for you to come visit us sometimes. We have a Thanksgiving morning. You guys don't do anything on Thanksgiving. I don't want to steal.
We don't have a particular Thanksgiving thing at our church.
I think I heard that from Brother Rusnacko in Euclid, who's on after us.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he did one years ago. I don't know if he still does or not.
Yeah, I think he did one time.
Yeah,
some churches loved
it. And so we've done it 10 o'clock Thanksgiving morning. Want to invite all of your listeners out. Come on out and bring your families along. Baptist services can drag on sometimes, but we really do just keep it focused on the Lord, sing some great hymns, and just get the mind focused. And our family loves it. My whole family comes. My kids, are three of them are out, you know, married now, two of them in the area. So they come out and still go to the church, I should say, and everything too. But really, it's one of our well-attended services. So and you can come out and see all the work being done. We got renovations going on. We're making it ADA accessible now. So some really incredible, great things that the Lord's doing. So.
Oh, absolutely. And it's good to hear about what's happening. I mean, because at one point you guys were looking at relocating, but God led you differently, and then he's opened up the doors to really improve your facility there.
Yeah, I blame me for COVID, I guess, because, you know, we were heading in one direction, and God brought COVID along and said, no, that's not what I want you to do. I mean, I do believe that God led our church to make that decision, we're willing to trust you. We had 100% vote. And the Lord just kind of opened our eyes throughout that. And at this point, God has made it clear, both directionally, but I tell you financially, Brother Al, too, because we started putting some things out there to say, well, if we're going to stay here, this is what we need to do. And the majority of the cost is all taken care of from outside people that are coming to the church. And we just thank the Lord for their willingness to do the Lord's will there. And so, you know, he puts a stamp of approval on that way sometimes. I know we don't like talking about money, but the reality is God puts his approval on that, and he has. And it's been great to see. So now we just got to get all the work done, hopefully before the snow flies here. So that's what we're trying to do. So.
Well, that's exciting, and I encourage people to visit if they're out there on the east side. And the east side.
Are you setting up to Pastor
on the west side
again?
Yeah, Pastor Rusnacko.
Yeah, I know.
In Euclid there.
Go up north and see Pastor Al. Yeah, you'll be in the water.
The other north, south. Yeah, go south. But anyway, we're going to get back to the election discussion here. And you know, we have a here in Ohio and really across the country, this is a major election. A lot of times people stay home. It's not a presidential election. They don't want to be bothered. But we have an incredible opportunity. And I look at it this way. In 2 Thessalonians, Paul is warning about the rise of the Antichrist in chapter 2. And God is giving us some insight into what's happening through the Apostle Paul here. And when he makes the statement about the rise of the Antichrist, Antichrist. For time's sake, I'm just going to drop down here as he talks about the Antichrist. He says in verse 6, "And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time," meaning something is keeping him from being manifested.
Yeah.
And then he says in verse 7, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way." And the same Greek word that's translated withholdeth in verse 6 is translated letteth in verse 7, which tells us, and of course the context tells us as well, that this is letteth in the restrictive sense. We don't typically use it that way today in common English, but in a lot of legal documents, without let or hindrance, it's used in the restrictive sense. So it's still a valid definition. And so this is what it's meaning. It's just a restatement of the fact that the Antichrist is being hindered from being brought forward. And in verse 7, when he said, "The mystery of iniquity doth already work," the devil's working in the world right now, trying to accomplish his goals, trying to bring events together. And we certainly see things happening today, lining up for the events of the tribulation and the rise of the Antichrist. But he's being prevented actively. And I believe it's the Holy Spirit of God that is working through his people that is doing this hindering. And that goes along with what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, where he said in verse 13, "You're the salt of the earth, but if the salt had lost its savor, wherewith shall be salted, is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out, be trodden under the foot of men." And then he says in verse 14, "You're the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle or put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." So then he says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." So God works through his people. We are to be salt and light. And I've hit this repeatedly on our program and at our church. And I think when we look at an election such as we have coming up here on Tuesday, we see this, that God wants to work through us for the purpose of hindering the mystery of iniquity and being salt and light. And we have the occasion in this election, like I said, a lot of people say, it's not the presidential election, it's not that important. We're electing the entire U.S. House this election. Every 2 years, every member of the House is up for re-election, and a third of the United States Senate. And here in Ohio, we're picking a new governor this year. And we're picking state senators and state representatives, or state House members, and local officials, mayors, and council members, and school board members, and all of that. And God's people, and get your thought on this, I think you're going to be in agreement with me. Don't you agree? God's people need to let the Spirit of God guide us in the election, who to vote for, and in some cases, who not to vote for, so that we can be salt and light, hindering the work of the mystery of iniquity.
I agree 100%. And one verse I always think about is in Romans 11, right before it talks about where the blindness in part should be revealed into Israel, when the blinders are removed, and I think that's the catching away of the saints that we talked about. He says this, "Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. On them which fell severity," because the Jews were severed off the olive tree, "but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou shalt be cut off." So we have a responsibility to continue to promote good and promote those who are going to do good, and at least they're promised to do good, and to actually do it. So we do have that responsibility. And the good thing is, God, everything God does is good. So we have the Holy Spirit.
Right.
So all we have to do is walk in the Spirit. We're going to do that. We don't do it. We don't just do it with our own life. Lifestyle evangelism is not going to save this country. It doesn't save an individual. It might provoke somebody to start thinking, but you got to get out there and be the salt and the light in that that arena of our life as well. Because if the salt loses its savor, right, and becomes what? Good for nothing. So now it's good is actually being detrimental.
Right.
You know, kind of like, well, I'm not going to vote this year. I'm a Christian. Well, your good is becoming for nothing, right?
Right.
And that might be a stretch on that verse, but certainly the point is made. What is your good being used for?
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular case, in this arena, there's different arenas of our life, but in this arena, you've got to get involved. And you've got to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And about our good being used for nothing becoming detrimental, I think not voting, that can be
absolutely
detrimental.
Yeah.
I really do believe, and you've probably seen this too, studies that have shown that if Christians, even if half or less than half of the Christians, the professing Christians in this country, went out in any given election and voted their biblical values.
Yeah.
And let me tell you how to vote. If you're a believer and you believe the Bible's the word of God, vote your biblical values in this election.
Yeah.
And if that happened, we would revolutionize the direction of this country, wouldn't we?
We sure would. And as you said that, it made me think, and if you're a believer who doesn't believe in the authority of God's word, you're not a believer. You're fooling yourself. I mean, because, you know, it's like the argument, can a Christian be a Democrat? How on today's platform can that happen? I remember you had somebody on one time on your show, and we debated that a little bit.
Yeah.
Because how can you be a Christian and support abortion?
Well, and see, that's where it's at.
And all the other social things.
Yeah, because there's a lot of Christians, I think, that are still registered as Democrats because, well, that's the way they've been. But the Democrat Party, I remember Ronald Reagan saying many years ago, he says, the Democrat Party didn't, or I didn't leave the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party left me. And one of these areas that's clearly seen is the pro-life positions.
Yeah.
There used to be pro-life Democrats.
Yeah.
On the local scene, on the national, on the state scene, on the national scene,
right.
And what's his name, Dennis Kucinich?
Yeah.
Remember, used to be pro-life until he began trying his. Remember, he was a perennial candidate for president.
Right. Yeah.
When he started doing that, he ditched the pro-life position and became pro-death. Makes you wonder how, you know, adamant he was on the pro-life position to begin with.
Right.
But this is what's happened to the Democrat Party. The pro-life position is no longer welcome. It has become a party of death.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things showing that people are departing the Democrat Party in droves, blacks, Hispanics, and others over this. And in one of the cases, and this is where I think we can use this to see how we as Christians, if you're pro-life, and the Bible is pro-life, the unborn child.
Absolutely.
We understand that. And if you believe that strongly, when you go into the voting booth this year, you're going to see for governor Mike DeWine and John Houston for lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
You're going to see Mike DeWine for governor, and you're going to see Nan Whaley for governor on the Democrat side of things. So you have a choice between these two individuals, Mike DeWine, the Republican, Nan Whaley, the Democrat. And a lot of people are going to say, well, I remember what DeWine did during the COVID lockdowns and the way he, you know, I believe illegally, I still believe that, interfered with the election in 2020.
Yes.
And I have very strong feelings on that. I personally think he should have been impeached at the time and removed from office.
Yeah.
But here's the case, and this is what makes it difficult for me, and I believe you as well. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to look at those names, and one of those two is going to win.
That's right.
I know there's independence and different things from time to time, but let's be realistic here. One of those two is going to win. Now, I look at Mike DeWine, and I know with all his faults, he is reliably pro-life. There's that going for it.
Yeah.
But I look at Nan Whaley, and I know that she advocates abortion all the way up until the time of birth. She advocates critical race theory. She advocates higher taxes. She's shown that she's at, because she's raised taxes as mayor. And she is basically against everything that we're for as believers and for everything that we're against.
Yeah.
And so when I look at that, I say I have to be salt and light. I have to be guided by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
How am I going to push back the forces of darkness? If I leave that blank, or I vote for somebody that's not going to win, and there may be good people with good intentions, but I want to be realistic here. If I vote in such a way that my vote ends up helping Whaley become governor, have I been salt and light?
Yeah, not at all.
Exactly.
Not at all.
And so when I look at that, and I prayed about this, I'm looking at that thinking, when I go in to vote, I want to vote against Nan Whaley.
Yeah.
And how can I accomplish that?
Yeah. Well, and that's a great point, because there are times you vote for the candidate, and there's other times you vote against the other one. And you
right.
and I were talking before, I think, personally, I think that's how Donald Trump won the first time around.
Right.
Was people did not want Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
He was the option, so people voted for him. They didn't, J.D. Vance is a good example.
That's a very good example.
He's
right
a
now.
Great example, and he's come out publicly numerous times. You and I have seen him a couple mm-hmm. times, right off the cuff. I know what's out there. I know what's being said. I own it. That's what I was. He proved me wrong, and I'm sorry for doing that, but here's where I'm at today.
Yeah. And you brought up a very good point right there. That's what I was, but here's where I am today.
Yeah.
It never ceases to amaze me that we as Christians who believe in redemption
that's right.
will say, oh, wait a minute, this is where he was. How can we trust him?
Yeah.
Well, hey, I know some people who were very successful as pastors that were horrible people before they got saved.
Yeah.
Am I going to say, well, I won't go there because I know what they were before they got saved?
Yeah, exactly.
No, look at Paul.
Yeah,
he's
absolutely.
Not the chiefest of sinners.
Yeah.
He says, this is what I was.
Yeah.
But by the grace of God, we change. And I don't know that J.D. Vance is born again or anything, but he is, and he is taking a pro-life stance. Tim Ryan, for instance, we know where he is.
That's right.
Yeah. He's right there 100% with Nancy Pelosi in saying that he is for abortion on demand up until, and probably if the truth be known, after birth.
Yeah.
So what would you do in the case of the Senate race then, the Ohio Senate? You would look at, here's a Ryan who we know is a pro-dev vote, guaranteed.
Yep, absolutely.
And here's J.D. Vance, who says that he's going to be pro-life. Say, well, how do you know you can trust him? Well, maybe you can't, but you can trust Tim Ryan to vote pro-death, so at least take a chance.
And it does bring up what we talk about every election, right? It really is about the lesser of two evils.
Exactly.
And that's the dynamic of government, because until Christ establishes his government, we don't have a perfect leader.
Exactly.
And in the meantime, we have to deal with this, and you and I have talked about the DeWine thing. You know, it's going to be a struggle for a lot of people, because some people were financially devastated by the policies. And it's unfortunate that we have the system set up this way. But, you know, when it comes down to it, like you said, a no vote is actually a vote for the one you don't want.
Exactly.
Just like if you go after a candidate who's a write-in or something of that nature. Again, the intention may be pure, may be good people, but the reality is a Republican or a Democrat is going to win this. And I believe it becomes a matter of conscience, knowing it's going to be one of those two. And that verse in James, to him that knoweth to do good, right, and doeth not, it is sin.
Right.
It becomes a matter of conscience. Now,
exactly.
And sometimes, I think you've said it before, sometimes you got to hold your nose and vote.
Yeah.
I'm going to be holding my nose and voting on this one. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. And now some of them are much clearer, much easier and all. And there's a variety of them. Your friend there that's running in Lakewood for
state.
Yeah. I mean, he's very clear.
Yeah.
If I lived in that district, maybe I'll come out and vote there for. No, that's a Democrat thing. I'm in Summit County, and I've got Bill Romer who's running, and he's been good. And I'll be voting for him as well. But there's other races that are going. We have congressional races. And I believe Cuyahoga County has a county executive on the ballot this time.
And, nice guy.
You know, and certainly with the Ohio Supreme Court, we look at Justice Kennedy running for Chief Justice, a strong pro-life candidate.
Pro-law and order.
And pro-law and order, pro-family. She's demonstrated that in her career. And on the Supreme Court right now, Pat Fisher.
Yeah.
Or is it Pat DeWine and
I guess Pat Fisher.
Yeah. Fisher and DeWine.
Yeah.
And again, we want to encourage people, vote your biblical values.
That's right. Yes.
There's still time. Go to ohioca.org. Look at their voter guide. There's other sites out there. Contact the local Republican Party where you're at. They'll give you a thing. Say, why the Republican Party? If you want to know who the pro-life candidates are, get the Republican
slate
card.
That's right. You won't find any on the other side.
You get the Democrat one, you'll get the pro-death slate card. But we're out of time. I want to thank you. You're going to be filling in for me next week while I'm in Washington, D.C. I'll be joining by phone. Looking forward to that and glad to have you. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening. Join us next week. God bless.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com, read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.